Okay, so this one is going to be on a Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, premise, P as in Paul, R-A-M-U-S, 9/28/25. This premise is a 63-year-old woman currently in hospice for severe protein-calorie malnutrition. Patient is being seen for face-to-face evaluation today, period. This first face-to-face evaluation will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Margaret has a... Margaret has been evaluated most aggressively for her cause of weight loss. None has been found. Patient is on hospice with a PPS score of 40%. MAC of 24 centimeter, consistent with weight loss. The weight loss is considered unavoidable. Patient lives with a family. Cameron, K-A-M-R-O-N, Jones, who tells us that patient eats very little. She's confused. At times, she must be redirected at meals. And she has continued to lose weight, period. Patient has evidence of muscle wasting on exam. Increased weakness, poor appetite, difficulty with all ADL, bowel and bladder incontinence, wears adult diaper, patient staying in bed 10 to 12 hours a day.
For what? $60 million illegal NVIDIA, high security chips shipped to China.
Oh my gosh. No, I did not see that. Patient's O2-sat was noted to be at 97%. Blood pressure 110 over 50. Pulse is 90. Respirations 20. Given patient's advanced weight loss, inability to gain weight, and the other areas of decline noted above, patient most likely has less than 6 months to live and is hospice appropriate at this time. Patient is in her second benefit period, extending from 7/30/2025 to 10/27/2025. Thank you.